The ordinance's sponsor, Assemblymember Chris Birch, Mayor Dan Sullivan's administration, and the 9 people testifying at the public hearing all agree the proposal simply sets in concrete the prevailing practice since the tax cap was first approved. Rob Timmons of the Municipal Taxpayers League.
We think that it should be on what was actually collected as a base, as opposed to what could have been collected, which is the tax cap. And this year, for example, it was $11 million under the cap that was collected. So therefore, next year, we should start that base at that $11 million under the cap.
Proponents say the tax cap calculation change took place under Mayor Mark Begich, whose administration used the amount possible approach. Since taking office, Mayor Sullivan has reverted to calculating according to the property taxes collected the previous year. Assemblymember L.V. Gray Jackson asked if simply changing the municipal code wouldn't do, but those testifying said they wanted the public involved. Her colleague, Pat Flynn, asked, would the sale of a city asset like Municipal Light and Power, or even winning a large lawsuit settlement, affect the process? Mayor Sullivan said the sale of ML&P would not, but a settlement might. Mike Gutierrez wondered if another Birch proposal about making a sales tax easier to approve if it went toward property tax relief would impact tax cap revenues. Cheryl Frasca, the director of the municipality's Office of Management and Budget, replied.
Let's say that we were going to collect $50 million in sales taxes in a year. It would supplant $50 million in property taxes because you calculate
right.
The amount allowed under the tax cap, the higher number, and then you offset it with all the other taxes that we collect. So you do minuses, so you have
right.
a number,
right.
and then you get down to the amount of property taxes that are allowed.
Gutierrez asked Frasca if that meant then that the following year the amount collectible in property taxes would fall because of sales tax revenues.
The tax cap is intended to limit the amount that property that taxes can increase from one year to the next.
Holy Hannah, because then if we do that again the next year, the tax...
But presumably your sales tax are revenues that will continue from one year to the next.
Right,
so
but
they're
you're going to continue to lower the cap, and you're not going to continue to increase sales taxes, right, unless you keep increasing the rate.
Frasca responded the limit would depend on all taxes collected. Municipal Attorney Dennis Wheeler agreed with Frasca. That opinion prompted Flynn to read directly from the proposed wording contained in Birch's ordinance.
The base amount for calculating the next year's tax increase limit, shall be the amount of property taxes to be collected in the current year. If you had a 60% property tax base and a 40% sales tax base, and your basis is property taxes collected, then it seems to me your increase would be limited to that 60% of property tax.
Harriet Drummond urged postponing action until February 1st so that all the issues raised could be examined. Birch agreed.
I can count noses. It takes 8 to put it on the ballot, and there does not appear to be 8 here. And if it's necessary to go through a work session to address some of the concerns that are there, then I would certainly encourage and support that.
The vote to delay passed unanimously. The February 1st postponement allows time for an assembly work session while still meeting the deadline to get the tax cap question on the April 6th ballot. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.